This is Paloma with PiratePods.com, and today I'm talking to a boy with glasses, and I'm especially excited because, as some of you may know, I have a fetish, in addition to people with English accents, I have a fetish for boys who wear glasses. Grab a coffee, read the paper, kiss your daughter, close the window. Hey, we all know that sometimes it is good to take a break, so don't run away. We can work it all out the way we want to. So, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing glasses, of course. Oh, you mean in general?
What are you wearing?
Right now, apart from my glasses, I'm wearing a green t-shirt with an Albert Einstein on top, and it says Curious Man underneath it, and that's exactly what I am. I'm a curious man. I think at the back it says, I'm not particularly bright, but I'm a very, very curious person.
That's
and,
awesome.
Yeah, that's exactly me. And then I have a pair of shorts on, and that's it, because it's really, really hot here in Rome right now. So
that's what I was going to ask, how the weather was in Rome today.
Well, it's like terrible. I mean, everyone has conditioning and fans on. I don't have air conditioning at home, so I have this really, really old fan that each year I take it out, and I always forget to clean it. So every time I just turn it on, there's dust everywhere. So it's kind of a disaster the first days, but
it's similar to what the weather is like here, because I'm in Southern California, and it's nice. Mm-hmm. It's warm today. It's very warm. It's pleasant. I wouldn't say it's too hot. It's very nice. But I'm going to Las Vegas next week, and I know it's going to be very hot.
Yeah. Well, I know it's really hot there, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was. I know tomorrow it's supposed to be 108 Fahrenheit tomorrow in Vegas.
Okay, but here in Rome, it's getting really humid, and so, yeah, you can really, it sticks to you, you know, like the clothes and everything, you start sweating, and it's terrible.
No, it's not humid here at all. It's nice, very nice.
Well,
so
good.
How have you spent your day so far?
How have I spent my day? I took my car this morning and went to do some shopping, because my fridge was really empty, like totally empty. And so I had to do some groceries, and then I went to university, because I'm finishing off with that, and we're trying to get all the final details for my it's not an exam, but it's a thesis. You have to you have to give a speech about a thing you've studied, and so yeah, we're preparing, me and the teacher, my teacher, we're preparing some details on that. And then I played guitar a bit, as usual, because I had a tune this morning. I had a tune in my head. I said, I have to record this somehow, because what I do is I have a mic standing every time, all day in the living room, and whenever I feel like it, I just, turn on the computer and start recording whatever comes in mind, and then maybe that tune I can leave it for months and then go back to it and say, oh, this sounds not too bad. I should work on it. And so I did it with this one, and I think I'll be working on this song pretty soon, because I really like it.
Great. What's for dinner tonight?
For dinner, actually, before you called me, I was starving, so I had to eat something, and I made myself a little sandwich with Tuscan cheese. It's really sweet cheese, called Toscanella. And then I had a beer, and I was trying to decide if beer or wine, but I don't know, maybe a cold beer is better.
It's warm outside, you need a cold beer.
Yeah, it's much better. And then, I don't know, maybe I'll have a little bit of fruit later on and ice cream, because when it's really hot, you're not really hungry.
No.
Right? And so I tend to eat less when it's really hot outside.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the time difference there? Right now it's
about 9 hours, I think. Well, it is 9 hours, the time difference. So it's 10 a.m. here. It's still early in the day. So I've got the whole day ahead of me. So yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
So I haven't done much of anything besides feed the children and send some emails.
Oh, well, I'm 9 hours ahead of you, and yes. I haven't done half of what you did today.
All right, so complete this story, and you can feel free to tell the truth or make something up, all right? Once upon a time, there was a boy with glasses.
That's it?
That's it. You have to tell the rest of the story.
Okay, then once upon a time, there was a boy with glasses. He started off as a totally unknown artist, independent artist, and then one day he got interviewed by Paloma from Pirate Pods, and that was the beginning of a great career.
Well, I hope this is the interview that launches your career, because that's what we like to do here.
It's my first American interview, and really? I'm really excited about it, yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
I've had a Mexican interview.
I saw that. I listened to that. I speak a little Spanish, not very well, but, you know, enough to...
Well, I don't speak it at all, and in fact, I don't know what they... You know what they say about me. They might be saying he's terrible. We hate him or
I'll
something.
I'll go back and listen and tell you what I think they're saying.
Because they say, you know, they say Italian and Spanish are really similar, and it is true. If I have a Spanish text in front of me, I read it slowly, I can understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I have a Spanish or Mexican person talk to me, or I'm listening to a radio show and they speak really fast, I'll lose a lot, and I can't follow the speech.
Yeah.
Is there a big Hispanic community?
There is. I grew up in a large Hispanic community, and so, you know, because we're right next to the U.S.-Mexican border, and, you know, so that's helped in my ability to understand at least, you know, verbal Spanish.
I was in San Diego when I was 7 years old.
Really?
But wow. Actually, I didn't get to see San Diego. The only thing I got to see was SeaWorld. I remember there was a big orca whale.
That's right.
But my memories are, kind of vague there.
All right, so your band consists of a guitar, a headache, and a boy with glasses. Yeah. Will you tell me about each band member?
Okay, the glasses are always with the singer. Which is me, and that's the beginning of everything. My living with my glasses, because some people, you know, tend not to wear them. They prefer contact lenses, and but actually, I really like glasses, and I like the fact that I wear them and that people see me with them, because I think it's sort of interesting, you know, to see people with glasses. Well, I started off at 14. My eyesight started getting worse, and I wore terrible. They were ugly glasses up to maybe 17, 18. You know, the ones where they're really thick, but not the black cool thick kind, but the like old lady thick.
I know the ones you're talking about, yes.
So I was kind of geeky, and then I started changing glasses, so I started, I got a pair of black thick ones, and so I went through my Weezer period.
Of course.
And then I changed glasses, and now I have a kind of classy pair of glasses, the ones that are rimless.
Oh, nice.
But they're really nice.
I've recently switched to contacts.
You switched to contacts?
Just in the last few months.
You got fed up with glasses.
Well, I just, you know, I thought, well, wouldn't it be funny to freak people out and just not have my glasses anymore? I miss my glasses. They're like a fashion accessory for me.
Yeah, that's true. That's something that, you know, when you get up in the morning, that's the first thing you go and grab, and you don't even think about it, but they become a part of you.
Well, I find myself reaching to adjust them,
or
reaching my hand out to touch them on my face, and now, of course,
they're
not there,
and
I can't get over that. So do you have astigmatism? Or are you nearsighted or farsighted? Or what's wrong with your eyes?
We call it myopia, myopism. I don't know. So I can't see things well from far away. So I'm nearsighted, I guess.
I think so. I think you must be nearsighted.
So, I mean, I can see things really well close, but they have to be, like, 1 foot away from me. Because after that, I start not seeing too well. There's the glasses, the headache, which actually the first song that I made as a boy with glasses is Hangover, which is which was actually a kind of an experimental song I did. But it was, I mean, the title says it all, you know, Hangover. So it was a morning when I got up after a terrible hangover. So I said, wow, this thing is killing me. But I took the guitar, and that was the first thing that came to me. And then I think, you know, that kind of influenced everything else. The state of mind there is after a hangover, or after a special experience. My special experience was falling asleep in the bathroom after drinking too much, and that is something I do not suggest to anybody, because it's really bad, because the day after, a lot of people talk bad about you and you don't even remember what happened,
and they take pictures of you.
And
they do a lot of awful things. Yeah, it's not good.
or they take videos of you, and then you become a YouTube star.
I know, you have to be really careful. The world has changed since YouTube's been on the scene. Because you can't have any secrets anymore.
That's true. I was looking at, I was watching some YouTube videos last night about people who have difficulty parking their car. Because since I live in Rome, and parking is a serious problem here, and that's why we have such small cars.
Right.
Like, a lot of tourists, American tourists especially, they come here and they're, oh, look at your cars, they're so small. But what I say is, we need small cars, either way. I mean, we don't know where to, we wouldn't know where to park them. So I was watching these videos, and they're hilarious, because you see these people with tiny cars and a huge, they have the luck to find a huge parking spot, but they're really bad at parking.
That sounds like me. I hope I'm not in one of those videos. Because I can't parallel park. I cannot parallel park. I'm horrible. It's because of my bad eyesight.
Oh, okay. But I guess you don't need that technique a lot in the United States.
No, I've managed to avoid it. I don't ever do it, because I can always find a place where it doesn't require me to parallel park.
That's something I really always amaze me about United States, the huge parking lots, and I mean, you could do whatever you want. You could. There was no risk of not finding a parking spot.
No, never, never.
I never saw a full parking spot.
So I'm gonna move on to my next question. We're getting off topic here. I had an agenda.
Yeah, I'm very good at that.
The penguin has been very busy lately. Can you tell me about the penguin and the penguin song?
Well, there's actually a funny story. I thought about it a while ago. My first band, when I was 17, and I played it in St. Louis for the first time. I put up a band, and we were called Porn Penguin, and Porn was for Pardon Our Random Name, Penguin.
That's awesome.
And then the penguin has always been in my head somehow, and then I left it behind. I played in other bands, and then I started this project. And one day I asked the people on MySpace to vote for a topic for my next song, and somehow everybody liked penguin. So I gave four options. Now I don't remember all of them, but it was like penguin, chocolate covered pears. Connecticut was one. I just liked the sound of it. And then there was another one I don't remember. But anyway, the penguin won. So I played a song about a penguin, and everybody liked it a lot at the beginning. And So let's say it has become the hit single for A Boy With Glasses.
Mm-hmm. And it'll go on your greatest hits record.
Yeah, that definitely. and then just one day I wanted to make a video.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, one of those homemade videos with a little camera. I have a really bad camera. I mean, it's kind of old. It's not bad, but it's old and you can't find it anymore. It's like 3.2 megapixels. But anyway, I made this little video of a penguin who gets up in the morning, brushes his teeth, has breakfast, and then he starts recording a song. And, well, in the background, of course, you always hear the penguin song. And so you see this penguin who starts recording, and then he plays the instruments. And then at the end of the video, he has all of his friends listen to it. And this little penguin is, I think he's a, how do you call him? He's American. He's a Beanie Baby. Is that
uh-huh.
how you call him?
Mm-hmm.
And he's a Beanie Baby penguin. He has a lot of fun, and after that, people were really, really into this video. They said, "Oh, this video is great!" And so I started making other videos, and so I started a series
uh-huh.
where this penguin does human things. So he's trying to learn how to make things. Like the first episode was how to make pasta with tomato sauce.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a second episode where he orders pizza. And but the funny thing is, he wants pizza with tuna, but they don't have pizza with tuna. Then he wants pizza with mackerel, and they don't have that either.
Of course not.
And because I think the only pizza with fish is with anchovies,
uh-huh.
right?
That's right.
So at the end, he says, "Okay, well, that's fine." And then he asks for sparkling salty water, and
which you're
and
not
they
going
don't
to find
have
anywhere.
That, yeah, he doesn't find that either. So he gets fed up and he says, "Okay, well, I'm sorry, I can't order anything from you," and he hangs up. And so that's kind of the whole story there. And then I recently did the third episode, which is the little penguin driving around Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, he has to take the car to a car wash.
I saw that one.
There's this amazing thing that there is a car wash. Probably the closest car wash to my house is called Green Penguin.
Oh, that's
awesome.
And
so there's a penguin on top.
It was too perfect.
It's a total coincidence. This penguin and penguins in general are just, you know, they're probably, I don't know, destiny.
You don't understand why yet, but I'm sure you'll find out.
No, but at my at the last concert I played, last show I played, I brought him with me,
uh-huh.
and he sat on the guitar while I played his song.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, he liked it.
It was hard leaving my family down at the South Pole, but I couldn't resist the temptation. Saying one way, cargo USA.
My friends, they told me not to go, but I think I really like it here. There's plenty of fish and chips and beer, and I really love watching TV. And if I start to feel too hot, there's always ice packs at the morgue. It's just about a mile down from here.
I think the band should expand.
I think so too.
My glasses, the headache, the guitar, and the penguin.
And the penguin. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good choice. So what was the first record you ever bought?
The first record I ever bought?
Uh-huh.
I think it was a Placebo record, actually, you know?
Uh-huh.
Because up to, let's say, the late 90s,
uh-huh.
I wasn't into music. I mean, I was rather young. I mean, I would listen to the CDs that were at home, my parents had, and
mm-hmm.
luckily, you know, they listened to Beatles and
mm-hmm.
All the 60s and 70s music, British and American music. So luckily I was listening to good music up to then. But then I started looking for independent things, like for things independently, mm-hmm. and I think that, yeah, the first CD I ever bought was the second Seagull CD, Without You I'm Nothing. And it was, for me it was shocking. It like opened a whole totally new world for me. And after that, but right after that, I discovered everything that there was of Nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I let's say I grew up in my late teens with Nirvana. For me, it was kind of still, you know, it was still kind of fresh because mm-hmm. Kurt Cobain had died only 4 years before.
Right.
So it was around 98, 99, and so Nirvana was still kind of a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe now, I don't know, maybe it's gone, it's a little smaller.
Mm-hmm. I think there's still a big following.
Yeah, I'm glad about that because I think Nirvana was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
At least the message that they gave, you know, go back to the simplicity of
yes.
music and, you know, have, you know, four or five chords and just play those for the whole song. And always good melodies, vocal
mm-hmm.
melodies, because, I mean, Kurt Cobain was a master in that. And
he was.
And so it was, you know, it was like going back to the basics.
Right.
Because the 80s, I don't know, I for me, the 80s don't exist. they were too, you know, complicated, all this electro and stuff. And
right.
So that's what we needed, a lot of energy, but simple energy. So.
Right. Well, Nirvana definitely helped us all just break free from the 80s, which was a really good thing.
Yeah.
Even though I'm a child of the 80s and I love 80s music,
because yeah.
that's what I grew up on, but it was a nice change. So
yeah.
What was the first concert you ever went to?
Well, the first concert I can really remember, which has really impressed me,
mm-hmm.
was a concert I went to in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Three bands were playing. The headliners were Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Mm-hmm.
Which I actually didn't know very well.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they were famous and everything. It
right.
was the Californication
uh-huh.
tour, which is that's a really nice CD.
That's a great CD.
And so they were touring, and they took with them Foo Fighters,
mm-hmm.
and I was a big Foo Fighters fan back then. And they had just released their third album, Learn to Fly. And then the opening act, and this is a very interesting story too, was an Italian, American, Japanese band called Blonde Redhead.
Uh-huh, I know Blonde Redhead, yes. Like them
and
very much.
They live in New York now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways, I had no clue of who they were. and I think nobody knew them there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were kind of, they were around their third, maybe probably fourth album, but
mm-hmm.
still they weren't. They were kind of underground.
Mm-hmm.
And so after that, I have seen them 7 times. Because they have become one of my favorite bands.
I'm going to see them in August.
You should.
I haven't
really
seen them.
Live.
I really like them. And, you know, in all the years that they've been coming here to play live, I've never gone to see them. And so I'm really excited about August, going to see them.
They're excellent musicians, too. At least the drummer, I mean, the two brothers,
mm-hmm.
they're twins.
Yes.
The drummer, I think he's, like, really extraordinary. And
all right, so if you could sit down and have a drink with any three musicians, living or dead, who would you choose?
Okay, so first of all, I think I would choose, Kurt Cobain, first
mm-hmm.
of all, because I'd like to, you know how he lived all that movement around Seattle, and it was a really, really nice atmosphere back then, because you had a really musical wave behind you, you know, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, and that period also, you know, Sonic Youth was
mm-hmm.
Was getting, they were starting to get known, and That was, I think that was cool, and I'd like to ask him how the atmosphere was and, you know, and how his life was. And then I'd love to talk to George Harrison of the Beatles. Unfortunately, he died recently. And him more than John Lennon, because he is my favorite Beatles, George Harrison. Yeah, I'd like to have a chat with him and ask him how the 60s was. And then third, I would definitely talk to Jeff Tweedy of Wilco. And try, you know, maybe I'd ask him if I could open for one of his shows. But no, I mean, my favorite band right now is Wilco, so without a doubt, yeah, I'd like to talk to Jeff Tweedy too, because I think he's a really one of the few real artists right now that you can find on the musical scene. They're what they want to be, not like, you know, bands. I don't know, My Chemical Romance, for example. the first thing that came to my mind, you know, there's these bands that are built
exactly
to like, and they have an image, and they have to respect that image. Wilco, they don't give a damn about their image anymore, because they just want to do what they want to do, and I think they have always done that.
They have, and that comes through in their music, that they're just doing what they love.
Yeah, and that's why, I mean, so many people like them.
All right, now I'm going to ask some really serious questions.
Okay, I'll become serious then.
All right, if there were one or two things that you could change about the world we live in, what would they be?
Okay, I would definitely... the guy who found out that gas could go well for cars, I would probably go back in time and, I don't know, sabotage his experiments. And probably, you know, would put, I don't know, something else. Like, find something else that can go well for the future, because the air is, we can't breathe anymore.
No.
At least not in big cities. And that's certainly one thing. And then the second thing, I would like to change, I would like to change the world and see a lot of more happier people. I always take the subway and the bus here in Rome. Mass transit works sort of well. I won't say really well, but it's getting better. And so I get to see a lot of people. And what I notice is that usually people are kind of really serious, and sometimes they even take themselves too seriously, I think. We should all... I mean, me too, sometimes, you know. We should just all relax and understand that, you know, whatever, the world is a good place, after all.
It is.
And that's actually my opening phrase on MySpace. I say, it's a nice world, baby, so shut the fuck up, I say.
Well, because and there's many of us who are really fortunate...
Yeah,
that we get to lead, that, you know, I always think, you know, there are people in other parts of the world who don't have enough to eat and who have such greater problems than I do, than me worrying about the stupid little things that happen to me every day.
Yeah, so like, I'm mad at, you know, whoever is behind the news and whoever has to put up, news on TV. Why is so much attention on Paris Hilton, for example?
Well, I try not to watch the news, because it just makes me sick.
I mean, Paris Hilton is the perfect example of nothing becoming famous, right?
Yes.
And that's exactly why then people are frustrated and they're complaining, because they say, hey, maybe, you know, let's say I'm a carpenter, right, for example, and I make great carpets. I make great tables. I mean, I have much more talent than Paris Hilton.
Right.
Why am I not famous? You know, everyone has a talent, except for Paris Hilton. And
Or if she does, we don't know what it is because it's been hidden from us.
Yeah, it's something that is something I don't understand, and that's something that is why I think many people are frustrated. It's because they see, you know, they see those shows on TV where people win millions of dollars and so easily by like answering stupid questions, and people who have no talent or no passion in life, and they become famous. So at the end, you think your life is useless, and that's not true, because everyone has a lot of things to tell, and so everybody should, you know, should be happy with what they have. So I'd like to change that too.
Cool, good answer. All right, do you have any last words before I have you do the grand finale?
Last words, that sounds macabre.
Anything you'd like to say to promote yourself?
I'd like to thank you, first of all, and Pirate Pod, you know, for giving me this opportunity, because this is the first American interview, and I'm sure it won't be the last, and I'll always keep that in mind.
No, I'm sure it won't be the last.
Hopefully I'll come to San Diego or California to tour around, and
you should.
We might see each other.
That would be great. That would be great.
Yeah. So what, the grand finale?
Are you ready? And if you've listened to any of our podcasts, you should know that this is coming, if it's my podcast anyway. Will you please give me your best pirate impression?
I'm a pirate.
Did you practice that ahead of time?
No, not at all.
Okay, good.
But I have Robin Williams in mind, when I don't know why.
Robin Williams, did he do a pirate?
No, but he's in Hook.
That's right. Okay, I remember now. That's right. All right, well, thank you so much, A Boy with Glasses.
Well, thank you.
It's so hard to be healthy. My doctor says I need a cure, 'cause I'm risking a serious breakdown. It's